One of the best things about children is their endless curiosity. They're blank slates. They're open books. These are two puns I'm going to commit to, given we're about to talk children's books. Now think back to your childhood. How many storybooks written by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander authors did you read? We all fundamentally understand the power of teaching through storytelling, so it's brilliant to see more and more children's books by First Nations authors, some of them very big names like Kathy Freeman, Adam Goods, Miranda Tapsell, Eddie Betts, and Ash Barty, sharing their perspectives. Edith Wright is a Barty woman, an author and educator from the Kimberley in WA, and she's written a book called Charlie's Swim. And Auntie Rhonda Collard Spratt is a Yamaji Noongar elder and Stolen Generation survivor, and is in the process of writing a series of Dreamtime stories. The latest one is called Bobtail's Friend. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much.
Auntie Rhonda and Edith, I'd love to hear your answer to that initial question that I threw out just now. When you were children, how many storybooks did you come across written by First Nations authors? Edith, do you want to begin?
Absolutely none. Not as a child, even as an adult. Probably the first book by a First Nations author that I picked up and read and thoroughly learnt from was Sally Morgan's My Place. Books by First Nations authors was completely invisible when I was growing up, and certainly when my children were growing up, they grew up with Snuggle Pot and Cuddle Pie, not with some of the fantastic literature by First Nations people that was around.
How about you, Auntie Rhonda?
Well, being in the mission, I grew up with all the Bible stories, you know, like Noah's Ark and Daniel and the Lion's Den, and our reading books at school was Dick and Dora. This is Dick, this is Dora, this is Nick. This is Fluff, a cat. So absolutely no Aboriginal stories whatsoever.
I bet a lot of people listening would share that same experience of not being able to name a single children's book written by a First Nations author if you're of a certain generation. I wonder, Edith, if you could begin, how important is it actually to see this change in our children's book landscape?
I think it is extremely important because First Nations kids need to go to school and need to have literature, be immersed in literature that they can connect with and that they can identify with, and also, more importantly, be leaders in the classroom with. And it's also important for non-Indigenous kids so that they learn from the stories and they learn from the First Nations culture. It's a real opportunity for Aboriginal kids to be leaders in their classroom when this sort of literature, the literature that Auntie Rhonda's written and the great vast of stories out there, where they're treated in the classroom and suddenly the Aboriginal kids can lead any discussion around the content and around the purpose of the books being written. So I think it's extremely important, firstly, for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. They can connect, they can see their culture in a book, and they get a sense of being valued.
What do you think, Auntie Rhonda?
I think that's extremely important that we write these books because in your informative years, they're the most, your brain is receptive to learning and hearing and taking in these most important messages. And, you know, a lot of these stories carry ancient wisdom, and we need to keep our connection to our stories, our culture, our dreaming.
Edith Wright, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about Charlie's Swim, because I understand it's based on a real-life family story. Can you tell us that story?
It's a story about my uncle, Charlie D'Antoine, and during the war, Second World War, when Broome was attacked in March 1942, at the time there were 15 flying boats that were in a place called Roebuck Bay in Broome. And his job was to go and clean the flying boats, which was full of Dutch refugees, Dutch military personnel, and they were evacuating from Dutch East Indies, which was occupied by Netherlands. And at the time that the Japanese attacked, it was about 9:30 in the morning, and it caught Broome and the military personnel there, caught them totally unaware. And Uncle Charlie was cleaning one of the flying boats, and the plane came over, and he realized that it was actually the Japanese Mitsubishi Zeros and that they were about to attack. And so as the attack started, he could see people jumping in the water from the other flying boats. So he jumped in the water and was about to head to shore, which was quite a distance. And then he heard this lady screaming for help, her and her baby. And he just did what anyone would do and went to her aid. And, of course, she could only speak Dutch, and he was English, Australian, and sort of, as we do, we use sign language. He managed to get them to hold on, and he swam with them to shore. And he saved her life. If it wasn't for him, no doubt she would have been part of the devastating death toll that happened that day in Broome.
So really an untold story of his heroism that you're highlighting there. Now, Auntie Rhonda, your story, Bobtail's Friend, which you've co-written with Jackie Farrow, and you're also responsible for the beautiful illustrations in that book, is also based on a personal experience. What's that experience?
Yes, well, my grandchildren are being bullied this moment, you know, and it has a devastating effect on them. They tell their mother they don't want to go to school, and they cry and they beg her. So it was a very emotional story to write. And as Aboriginal people, we often be racially vilified. And even now I get it here, I mean, where I live now. So it's continual. So that's why I decided to write this. I said to Jackie, I want to do a dreaming story about this. Then I thought about the bobtail with the blue tongue, and all the other animals' tongues are pink. So that was the analogy I used. So this is a very important lesson to learn for our young people and for everybody, really, because you know what? We're all human beings. We all hurt. And sometimes this hurt to your heart and your spirit is like a sharp spear going right through you. And those hurts you can't see. So we must teach our children at a young age, you know, to accept everyone, accept our differences and embrace each other. We're a human being, and we must find that our human spirit and our heart and embrace each other. This is the very important lesson in this, and to tell them that it's a devastating thing, you know. It could lead to all sorts of emotional health issues, to suicide. So this is such an important story. And actually, this is my third book. I've written my life story, Alice's Daughter, Lost Mission Child. And the first dreaming book where I've written was Grandfather Emu and How the Kangaroo Got Her Pouch, and that's about being kind.
Auntie Rhonda, and this question's for you as well, Edith. Both of you are taking on big stories, one about World War II and the bombing of Broome. Auntie Rhonda, your book is about bullying. I think sometimes adults say that they are reluctant to speak to children about big topics because it's too hard for them. They don't want to introduce negative ideas into their lives. But children are receptive, aren't they, if you find a way to explain it at their level? What do you think, Edith?
I think children are, as you said, receptive. They are curious. They are understanding. They wonder and try and be empathetic. And they're also learning at a very important part, as Auntie Rhonda said, in terms of brain development. And the beauty of children's stories, especially, you know, things like the book Auntie Rhonda's written and other stories, kids take those stories home. So they're the connector between what happens at school and the literature they're embraced with and what they take home. So to me, that was an important part of Charlie's Swim, was that they would learn about the war and they take that back home as a discussion point, because not a lot of Australians are aware of the threat of Australia during the Second World War. Very few people understand that not only was the north of Australia attacked, but also in May 1942, there were three midget submarines that went into Sydney Harbour having a good look around. Only two came out and one went down. But my point is, this is part of Australian history where good teachers will get kids to really exploit it and be curious about learning more. So that's why I think children's books are so, so important.
And Irana, children's books can really be like messengers into the home, can't they? Just picking up on what Edith is saying, they can be conversation starters. When it comes to the topic of bullying and racism and the impact it has on children like your grandchildren, what is the message that you're hoping you can transmit into homes all around Australia via the story of sweet little Ballarda and her blue tongue?
Yes. Well, it's about accepting people. You know, wouldn't it be a boring place if we all looked the same? If we all wore the same clothes, like the same things? It's about accepting how we look, our differences. We are all human, yet we have our differences within ourselves. And it's about embracing everybody and not to carry judgment, because we're all born equal under the sun. So it's about starting to teach our young ones when their slate is clean in their mind, and laying down the foundations to be kind and thoughtful and all these wonderful qualities that we all have in us. We've been through the ringer with these things. You know, I've had guns to the head by police because I'm black. I was stolen because I was black. My father died in blackness in custody. So it's about speaking up for our people, for justice, and we need to embrace who we are as First Nations people of this land. And, you know, we welcome you all here, but people must accept who we are, and not just to want to know our art, our music and our dancing. They need to embrace us as people as well. So this is what Jackie and I do together. She's non-Indigenous, but she's my family now. But you know what? It took me a long time to trust white fellas. So that's why we're on this journey together in this true spirit of reconciliation and healing.
Andy Rhonda, thank you so much. Just one final question for you. Earlier we were talking about, I think I started this interview by asking about how many children's books written by First Nations authors you came across when you were a child, and you said, well, growing up on the mission, you had Bible stories and Dick and Jane. How different would your world have been if you had been able to open up a storybook written by an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander author and seen a story that showed you in the pages?
That would have been amazing. I'm getting emu bumps just thinking about it. We say emu bumps because we never had that white fella geese here.
No geese here.
So emu bumps.
Very good point. Let's all start saying emu bumps.
So that would have been uplifting for me, because we heard everything about us was wrong. So if I would have seen a book about us and saw my image on the pages, that would have just lifted my heart and my spirit, and it would be an everlasting effect on me in a really good way, you know. And I want to thank Edith there for writing her book. I'm proud of you, my dear.
Thank you, Aunty Rhonda. Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, it makes me really proud to know that we are getting our voices out there, and I really want to encourage the younger ones to get out there and find their strength to speak, but not to speak from anger because of what we've been through, but to speak for love of our people and to carry a message of hope.
Auntie Rhonda, thank you so much for that. And I have one final question for Edith Wright. Edith, you're a former teacher's assistant, teacher, school principal, so I'm sure you have a view on this one. Children's books have two audiences, really: the audience of the adult who's reading the story and the child who's hearing the story. And so there's a dual opportunity there to teach and to tell a story. What opportunity does that present, speaking to the adult and the child at the same time?
The opportunity that it has is that suddenly, as you said, you've got the child and the adult engaged in a story, in some literature, and a good adult will allow a child to take some leadership and for them to express what they're learning, how they're feeling, what they're curious about, what they want to know more about. But I think that it's the onus is on the adult too to really stretch that child beyond their imagination and to leave them thinking about wanting more. But the onus is certainly on the adult as the leader there or the older person there to bring the best out in children in terms of developing a love and enjoyment and an interest in literature.
Thank you both so much for this conversation today. Edith Wright is a Bardi woman, an author and educator from the Kimberley and WA. Her children's book is called Charlie Swim, and it's illustrated by Charmaine Ledden Lewis. And Auntie Rhonda Collard-Spratt is a Yamachi Noongar elder and Stolen Generation survivor. Her latest children's book, illustrated by Auntie Rhonda and co-written with Jackie Farrow, is called Bobtail's Friend. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much. Take care now.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.